Hi, boys and girls, this is Mrs. Lang. Now, I know for a while you've probably been worrying about returning to school, perhaps worrying about things being different in school after lockdown, and that's all perfectly normal. You may see some adults wearing masks in school, but then you're used to that now, because you often see people wearing masks in shops or outside. You'll also have noticed that in shops, there may be different ways that we have to walk instead of just going around the way we normally do. Well, the school building may just be the same, but you don't need to worry about that at all. Because you know Mrs. Greekin, Mrs. Damasio and Mrs. Cellino are all so good at making things easy for everyone to understand, so you immediately can relax, because that's not something for you to think about. And you know how quickly you adapted to homeschooling. At first you were a wee bit unsure, but then you started to enjoy certain things that you could do when you were at home. So you are resilient. So here we are, all going back to school again, and you are resilient, and you will just get used to the new ways that we have in the school as well, because they are easy to follow. As I said, Mrs. Greekin always makes it easy for us to understand. You may be worried about leaving your parents or carers since you've been off school for so long. But guess what? The more you listen to this MP3, the more you will relax and just enjoy school. Plus, all your teachers want to look after you and make St. Michael's, like it was before lockdown, a happy school with lots of happy, excited children who enjoy learning and playing with friends. So just get yourself nice and comfortable and close your eyes and let's begin. Now, as you listen to these words and get ready to enjoy just being relaxed, just letting your body become nice and still. You can let your arms be nice and still, and your hands be nice and still. You can let your legs be relaxed and still, and let your feet relax and be still, and even your toes. And you know how a sleeping person breathes and how different it sounds from the way you breathe when you're awake. Because someone who is asleep will just breathe more slowly and deeply. And if you want, you can pretend you're fast asleep and you can just start to breathe like that, slowing your mind down, relaxing your body, just being you and in the moment. Breathe more slowly, more deeply, because this is very good for your body and mind to slow down. Right now, breathing in that sleepy, sleepy way, as every single bit of your body just gets more and more and more relaxed and comfortable. And you can let your face relax, removing all the tension from your forehead and the corners of your eyes. Imagining the relaxation in your favourite colour, moving across your eyebrows, down towards your shoulders, and you can let your hands relax. Sleepy, sleepy hands. And you can let your feet relax. Sleepy, sleepy feet. And you can start to notice that you can see pictures in your mind, Imagine you have a big, huge cinema screen in your mind. You know what a cinema screen looks like, don't you? And on that cinema screen, you see yourself getting ready for school. You have your St. Michael's brown uniform and you're feeling really good. You can tell you're feeling good because when you look in that cinema screen, you're standing tall with your shoulders back, feeling proud and thinking, isn't it funny how much you've grown over the summer months? You look happy and confident as you gather up pens, pencils, and maybe a lunchbox. Before you know it, you're at the school gates with your mum or carer or whoever has taken you. There are different parents and pupils all at the gate, and you smile as you recognise some. And as you go through, you take a nice deep breath. Because breathing in a deeper way relaxes your body. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth and into the schoolyard. As you exhale, as you go forward, you notice the janitor smiling and chatting. You also notice that not all children are chatting. Some are standing, waiting to go into their class. One girl who you don't know is looking a little worried. So you speak to her. And you suddenly feel good. Because you know you're trying to make this girl feel better. So you ask her whose class she's in. And if she is excited about being back at school. You suddenly realise how easy it is to feel safe and happy. As the girl is friendly and looks more relaxed. You feel pretty confident about yourself. As the girl is chatting away and not worried anymore. You feel proud you made her feel relaxed. And as you relax even deeper still, I'd like you to breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Breathe in again through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. That's it. You see, your mind is very good at making pictures. So on that cinema screen, you can now see. Once in class, you wash your hands at the sink, making sure they're nice and clean. And once all the boys and girls are ready, your teacher says morning prayers and is happy to welcome all the children. You feel so good. After the register is called, the teacher asks who would like to tell us about a new skill or something they love to do during lockdown. All the children excitedly shoot their hands up, all eager to explain what they have been doing, what they have been learning. And you sit and listen patiently, listening to all the interesting things that people have been doing. Horse riding, baking, painting, long walks with their families, all kinds of special things and special time together. Before you realise it, it is 5 minutes before playtime. The bell rings and the teacher explains where you all line up and where you can play. You suddenly think, what was I worried about? As you watch yourself on that big cinema screen in your mind, looking so, so happy. Feeling good about being near your friends. Feeling good about being with your friends. Feeling good about being back in a classroom. You hadn't realised just how much you missed it. You play excitedly and chat to your friends. Mrs. McGoldrick and Mrs. McLaughlin are in the yard and it feels good. And all the staff make sure you all know where you can play. It's actually easy to understand. And funnily enough, the whole school day passes by and was such fun. You're relaxed and you're looking forward to learning in class with all your new classmates. As the bell rings at 3 p.m, you feel relieved, confident, happy that it was such a good day and it worked out the way you wanted it to work out, where you just enjoyed being you, chatting, learning, and enjoying different company. As you breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth, breathe in again through your nose, hold it for 2 seconds. And exhale through your mouth. And as you walk back out through the gates at the end of the day, the noise and cheerful chat from pupils can be heard all through the playground. You rush over to your mum or carer who's waiting there to collect you. "Well, how was your day at school?" they ask. You smile and say happily, "It was actually okay. I'm so glad to be back at school." Yes, it is a little different than it was before lockdown. But do you know something? It really doesn't matter, because I know we will all get used to these changes, just like we got used to homeschooling. And I just can't wait until tomorrow to go back again. And your mum or carer replied, "Now that you stopped worrying about going back to school, you can really begin to concentrate on all the fascinating things you can learn. Just give yourself lots of time and you'll get better and better at all kinds of things, because they're waiting there for you." And the more you listen to this MP3, the more relaxed and comfortable you'll become about returning to school. Listen on a daily basis. Listen every day. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. 5. Wiggle your toes. 4. Wiggle your fingers. 3. Have a nice big stretch. 2. Gently open your eyes. 1. And enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you.